The question was asked, is Gehinnom a physical place? So firstly, the Tanakh describes a place called Gei Ven Hinnom. There was a place where people would burn their children alive. It was a valley just outside Jerusalem. And part of the pagan ways of the Canaanites, which unfortunately many of the Jewish people adopted. I don't know how many, but it was adopted to the point where the prophet discusses it, rebukes the people, speaks about Tophet and Gei Ven Hinnom. Our tradition is that Tophet is not the name of a place, but rather it was the drum roll that was going on as the children were being burnt alive so that the parents wouldn't hear the child crying. Tophet is like Tupim, the drum, and Gei Ven Hinnom. So that's just out of Jerusalem, Gei Ven Hinnom. But our sages tell us that the entrance to Gei Hinnom is outside Jerusalem. Rav Mutzafi quotes a Medrash that it is just by Kever Rachel. Not far from Kever Rachel is the entrance to Gei Hinnom. So what is Gei Hinnom? Is it a physical place or not? The Talmud seems to say, in Tractate Shabbos here? No. We have Tractate Shabbos there. Talmud seems to say, in the following discussion, the Talmud is discussing the hot springs in Israel and water that runs through those hot springs on Shabbos. Do we view that water as water that was heated by a physical fire? So the Talmud discusses Maaseh She'asu Anshei Tveria. We have a story. The people of Tveria brought Silon Shel Tzonen. They had some kind of tube, some kind of pipe of cold water that ran Letoch Ama Shel Chamin through a stream, a hot stream, yes? Hot stream. In Tveria they have these hot streams, right? So Amru lehem Chachamim, the sages told them, Im b'Shabbat, if the waters that are coming in on Shabbos, Kechamin shuchmu b'Shabbat, we treat it as though the waters were heated on Shabbos itself. So our sages say, the sages say that the people of Tveria were taught, they thought that the waters that were heated in Tveria were heated from the sun, that the hot springs got their source of heat from the sun. And the rabbi said to them, no, it is toldot aur. No, they are heated by fire. Dechalfe apitcha shel Gehinnom. I'm reading from Tractate Shabbos, page 39a, that the waters of Gehinnom run by the entrance of perdition. That's how they get hot. So that certainly sounds like the underground lava or whatever it is that's heating up these hot springs. Our sages viewed as Gei Hinnom. The Talmud brings a story of Rabbi Akiva that was taken by this Arab to a hole in the earth, in the desert. And he showed him how you could take a wet piece of wool. And he put it at the edge of his staff, and he stuck it in that hole, and it came out all scorched. And he said to him, this is the entrance to perdition. And the Talmud seems to approve of that story. So it definitely sounds like there is a physical place. But when we read the Rambam, in his introduction to the 10th chapter of Sanhedrin, the Rambam doesn't seem to go with that. The Rambam seems to say that it's all spiritual. We have a Medrash. There's a Masechet, a tractate in the Medrash that's called Masechet Gei Hinnom. It's printed in two works. It is printed in Batei Midrash, which is a collection that Rabbi Buber put together of short Midrashim with not such clear sources. And also in the book Otzar HaMidrashim by Rabbi Eisenstein, which is also a collection of short Midrashim that got lost over the years. It's not so clear what a strong tradition we have on this, but the Medrash does quote it. These books quote this Medrash, Tractate Gei Hinnom. It speaks about the 10 rooms of Gei Hinnom, and you have all kinds of fantastic stories. The Talmud does tell us things that sound physical, people being boiled in semen, right? The Talmud in Tractate Gittin describes how Unculus asked his relatives from the dead what's perdition like, and they gave him all kinds of physical descriptions. And yet Rambam learns that these were words that were used for the layman, words that were used so that we would have an appreciation of it. So they use terminology that we understand. But Rambam learns that none of this should be taken literally. The question on the Rambam would remain from the Talmud in Tractate Shabbos that seems to rule halakha today, that the hot springs of Tveria are heated by the fire of Gehinnom, and as such we treat that as water that was heated by a fire on Shabbat. And that has halachic implications to the point of the death penalty. Meaning waters that were heated by a fire, you're not allowed to cook an egg in. If you cook an egg in those waters, if they were heated by a human fire, so then that would constitute biblical cooking. Cooking an egg in those hot springs of Tveria. So this line in Talmud is something that the Rambam would have to contend with. But the Rambam nonetheless seems to say that it's all spiritual concepts. A person's dead, his body's going to go to a specific fire, he's dead. What does a fire affect him? Right? Rambam learns it's all travails of the soul. It's not issues that are physical at all. The soul is going to have to contend with perdition, etc. But being that we don't understand that so well, so our sages used physical terms to describe it.